Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers.
Ward, 6 whole weeks? That seems like an awfully long time for a boy his age.
Well, he went away to camp one summer and came back all in one piece.
Oh, I know, but this time he'd be thousands of miles away.
Who'll be thousands of miles away?
Oh, your father wants to send Beaver on a trip around the country this summer.
Oh, fooling. Hey, I'll chip in for that.
Well, it'd be a wonderful trip for him, Wally. He'd go on a bus with other boys his own age, and they'd visit historical spots all over the country.
Well, who'll visit historical spots all over the country?
You will, Beaver.
Yeah, they got a great gimmick to get rid of you.
That isn't it, Beaver, but how would you like to take a bus trip all over the United States this summer?
Well, how long will I be gone?
About 6 weeks.
Boy, you mean 6 weeks with no parents or teachers to watch me? Oh, boy, hot dog.
Well, that isn't the entire purpose of the trip.
It's good enough for me. Thanks a lot, Dad. Boy, this is the best thing you ever had in me. Sure be spending the whole summer around here.
The thing about the Grand Canyon is the way it changes under every light. You got to see it at sunrise, at sunset, with the storm over it. The thing to do, Beaver, is to look at it first from the Harvey House, then go on up to the Hopi House, and then you...
Yeah. Says here he's only going to be there for 40 minutes.
I mean, they only give him 40 minutes for the Grand Canyon?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have to do a lot of running on this trip.
Peachtree Street.
What?
Well, they're going through Atlanta, and that's where Scarlett O'Hara was born. Peachtree Street.
Now, wait a minute, dear. Long before Gone with the Wind, we come to Texas.
They had a lot of neat fighting there, didn't they?
Yeah, hey, look here, Beef. In Texas, you get to go see the Alamo.
Yeah. Boy, it'll be neat seeing the place where John Wayne was such a big hero.
Listen, any place you can think of John Wayne was a big hero.
Peter, look. You know, you go to Williamsburg, Mount Vernon, all the battlefields, and then New York and the Statue of Liberty. And starting back, you go to Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls? Isn't that kind of a waste, sending a kid Beaver's age to Niagara Falls?
Well, you know, Wally, they didn't just put in the falls for honeymooners.
Maybe when I'm there, somebody will go over in a barrel, so it won't be a total loss.
Hey, look here, Beef. Look at all the neat hotels you're going to be staying at.
And your meals are included, too.
Yeah. And look at this. They've even got refreshment stops. What are all these comfort stops?
Well, I think that's the same thing, except you don't get refreshments.
Boy, this is going to be neat traveling around the country for 6 weeks like a millionaire. There'll be a streak Whitey Whitney's taking this summer. It's back and forth to summer school. Boy, Wally, you should have been there when I told Gilbert and the other guys about the trip. Boy, their eyes were popping out.
Boy, you sure get a kick out of being a big shot, don't you?
Well, sure. What's wrong with that?
Hey, how come you're getting all dressed up tonight?
Oh, well, there's, just one more person I want to tell about the trip.
You've got a clean shirt on. Who is it, one of your teachers or something?
No, it's just a guy.
What guy?
Whitey Whitney.
What are you doing using my Arabian Nights aftershave lotion?
Well, what's wrong with it? You use it.
Well, yeah, but you're too young to start smelling good.
Guy's got to start sometime.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense starting on Whitey Whitney.
Yeah, well, I'll see you, Wally.
Yeah, I'll see you.
I'll need another sweater. That's easier to pack than a jacket and doesn't have to be pressed.
Talking to yourself, dear?
I guess so. Nobody seems to be listening to me. 6 pairs of socks. You think that's enough?
Well, sure. That's a pair a week.
Oh, Wally, come on now. This is serious. And another thing, Ward, how's he going to get his laundry done?
Well, dear, the bus will pull up beside a riverbank where there's a large stone. Our pioneering son will take his shirt, shorts, socks, dip them in the Father of Waters, and then beat them on a rock.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Cleaver? This is Hubert Whitney.
Who?
You know, Whitey. Well, Mrs. Cleaver, if you're not yelling at Beaver, could I please talk to him?
Well, Beaver isn't here now, and why would we be yelling at him?
I don't know. They're always yelling at me around here.
Wally, you have any idea where Beaver went?
Yeah, he said he was going over to Whitey Whitney's.
Whitey, isn't Beaver over there? Didn't you two have a date together or something?
No, ma'am. Us two didn't have anything together.
Oh. Well, maybe Wally misunderstood.
Well, no, ma'am. No, that's what he said.
Well, Whitey, look, I'll tell him that you called. Bye.
Jim.
Ward, I'm worried. If Beaver isn't over at Whitey's by now...
10, 20, 27.
Ward, aren't you worried?
Not particularly. I got a whiff of him as he went by.
Yeah, if I was a kid 13 years old and had a date with a girl, I'd figure it'd save a lot of embarrassing questions to say I had a date with Whitey Whitney.
It was nice of you to come over, Beaver. Did you stop by for any special reason?
Oh, no, nothing special. I just happened to be walking along, and I didn't have anything better to do, so I...
Oh, you didn't have anything better to do. So you thought you'd drop by and see ugly old pigeon-toed bull-legged Mary Margaret.
Well, gee, that isn't what I meant.
Isn't it, Teddy?
Gee, nobody ever called me Teddy before.
I'm glad I'm not like your other girls. I've heard it said by some that it isn't manly for a man to use perfume.
Oh, I'm not using perfume.
Well, whatever it is, it's a lovely scent. I don't see why a boy shouldn't smell good if he can.
Well, maybe somebody spilled some of Wally's Arabian Nights shaving lotion someplace.
Is that what they call it? Isn't it glamorous?
I never noticed.
What are you going to do this summer?
Oh, that's what I came over to tell you about. I mean, accidentally dropped over to tell you about. I'm going to take a big bus trip all around the country. You know, visit all the historical spots. Grant's Tomb, Niagara Falls, Washington's Monument. I'm even going to spend 40 minutes at the Grand Canyon.
Well, that's wonderful for you. But what about me?
What do you mean, what about you?
Well, you'll be traveling all over the country. And I'll just be sitting here all by myself. What in the world will I ever do?
Well, not being a girl, I wouldn't know.
Well, I guess that's the way life is. You just get to know someone and then they want to go away.
Gee, I didn't know you cared if I went away or if I stayed or what I did.
Oh, Teddy, how can you say that?
Anybody home?
Gilly, what a nice surprise.
Hi, Mary Margaret. I just happened to be in the neighborhood.
Hi, Gilbert.
But if you have a date... Hi, Beef.
Oh, no, Teddy isn't any date. He just was out for a walk and he saw the light, and that's all there is to it. Come on, Gil, sit down. What lovely perfume you're wearing, Gilly.
What do you mean, perfume?
I've heard some say that it isn't manly for a man to use perfume. But I think it's just consideration for others.
Yeah, well, it's just some kind of old aftershave lotion.
What do they call it?
I think it says on the bottle it's buckskin.
Now that's what I call manly. Teddy here was just telling me about how he's going to take a long trip during the summer.
Yeah, Beav, I think you mentioned some kind of corny trip.
Yeah, well, it'll be pretty neat. I'm going to be gone about 6 weeks. You know, visit all the battlefields, go to Congress, the Alamo, Niagara Falls, Grand Canyon, stuff like that.
Doesn't that sound exciting, Gilbert?
Yeah, I guess if you were a little kid, you'd get a charge out of it.
What are your plans for the summer, Gilly?
Well, yours truly is going to rough it at home this summer.
Me too. Oh, Teddy, you will drop us a postcard now and then.
Yeah, I guess I could from one of the comfort stops.
Oh, Gilly, what does a person do around here during the summer?
Well, a person can go hiking or ride some horses or... Of course, there's always the beach. Do you like to water ski?
I'm afraid I don't know how.
Well, there's no trick to it. If you get somebody to start you off right.
You mean I have to have a teacher?
No, I could show you how.
You could, Gilly? You mean you wouldn't be bored at little bits and pieces?
Oh, no, I'd be glad to help you out.
Did you hear that, Teddy? I guess I'm going to have a little fun while you're traveling around the country anyway. Isn't that sweet of Gilly?
Oh, yeah, that's real sweet of Gilly.
Now, see, the important thing is to get the two images in the rangefinder together. That means you have it in focus.
Hey, you little goof. Look, I'm doing you a favor by letting you take the camera. But you gotta know how to work it, or you might as well take your old beat-up camera.
Thanks, Wally.
What's the matter with you, anyway?
You know what Gilbert's gonna be doing this summer?
What, going to day camp?
No. He's gonna be teaching her how to water ski.
Who's her?
Mary Margaret. Mary Margaret Matthews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen her around. Look, Beaver, she's too much for you to handle.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're still in the Pony League. She's batting in the World Series.
What do you mean by that? She's a real neat girl.
Oh, so that's why you got yourself all smelled up for her last night, huh?
What of it?
You like her, huh?
I hate her.
Oh, so it's one of those deals.
You know about those kind of deals?
Well, sure. I've been through it lots of times. You hate a girl, but you can't keep away from her.
Boy, I'll be a million miles away. And Gilbert will be teaching her how to water ski and taking her horseback riding and sitting on that stupid swing. I feel like I did when I was little and I swallowed that peach pit.
Beaver, I feel sorry for you. I've never seen you this flaky over a girl. Oh, hi, Eddie.
Hiya, man. Hey, Beaver. I hear you're going on a transcontinental junket this summer. An old Eddie boy brought you a going-away present.
You brought me a present?
Yeah, come here. Come here. Close your eyes. Hey, how about that kid? You'll be the life of the party on that bus trip. You'll be another Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, sure, Eddie.
Hey, what's the matter with the kid there?
Come on, knock it off, Eddie. Beaver doesn't want to go on the trip.
Oh, what's the matter? Doesn't Babykins want to be away from his mommy and daddy that long?
Cut it out, Eddie, or I'm allowed to paste you one.
Hold it, Junior. Let's not get physical here. Somebody might get hurt.
Yeah, Eddie, maybe you.
Okay. How come the kid doesn't want to go?
Well, he's got a crush on this girl, and he doesn't want Gilbert moving in on her.
Yeah. Gilbert will be seeing her every day, and all I'll be seeing is my country.
Simple. Just talk to your father. Tell the warden to put you back in solitary, because you're just not going.
It's not that easy, Eddie. Dad's already made all the arrangements for the trip. I think he even put a $30 deposit down on it.
Oh, well, if he laid out good money, then you're going to have to go the emotional route. Play I Love You Truly on the old heartstrings.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you go to your mother and father, and you play up the togetherness bit. How can I leave the old plantation and that kind of jazz? You sob it up a little bit. Well, that's the first time you've ever been away from home. Who's going to blow me little nose and tuck me into bed at night? Really, if you play your cards right, you'll make Oliver Twist look like an amateur.
I don't listen to him, Beav. A trip around the country will do you good.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, Mary Margaret sounds a lot more interesting than the Grand Canyon.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Look. Got Beaver a new sweater.
Oh.
And, honey, I looked over his socks, and honest, they were so beat up, so I got him half a dozen new ones. Think you like them?
Well, a sock is a sock is a sock. No, I don't think he's much of a mood to like anything.
What happened to him, Ward?
When you first brought up the trip, he was all for it. And then at lunch today, when we mentioned it, he looked so sad.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
What?
Well, we've always done things together during the summer. I think he feels that we're going to miss him, and he doesn't want to upset us by leaving.
Well, then I guess we're just going to have to cheer him up and let him know that we're happy he's going on the trip.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Beaver. Hey, look, your mother's been shopping. She's getting everything all ready for your trip.
Shirts, socks, underwear?
Well, about the trip, Dad, I've been thinking.
Beaver, your mother and I think we know what you've been thinking.
You do?
Yeah. We've always spent our vacations together, and you think we'll be lonely here at home without you.
That's it, isn't it, Beaver?
Well, I...
Look, Beaver, Wally's going to be here, and we plan to take a few trips. And anyway, you'll only be gone 6 weeks. But we'll be so happy that you're having a good time, we'll hardly have time to miss you at all.
Yeah, but what if I miss you guys?
Well, we're going to write to you. And anyhow, you're going to be so busy that you won't have time to think of us. Look, your mother's got everything all set. She's got name tags for your clothes and everything.
See, Beaver?
Yeah, that's nice, all right. If I get killed, at least I'll know who I am for my underwear. Boy, Ed and his bright ideas. Before I got to I Love You Truly and Togetherness, they practically had me on the bus.
Look, Beaver, I told you that was the wrong approach. How come you didn't just tell him you didn't want to go?
Because then I would have had to tell him why I didn't want to go. Can you imagine how they would have laughed? I told him I preferred Mary Margaret Matthews to the Washington Monument.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Boy, Beaver, you sure picked a heck of a time of your life to start panting over women.
I didn't pick it. It just happened.
Yeah. Come to think of it, the whole mess snuck up on me the same way.
Wally, if you have something to tell us about Beaver, tell us. Stop beating around the bush.
That's right. If you know why he doesn't want to go on the trip, let us know.
Well, the reason he doesn't want to go isn't because he's going to miss you or you're going to miss him. It's because he's going to miss Mary Margaret Matthews.
A girl?
Well, that's why he went out of here the other night smelling like the Arabian Nights.
That's right, Dad. His life's going to be miserable from now on. He's discovered girls.
Well, Wally, who is this Mary Margaret Matthews?
She's a new girl in his class. She's older than he is, and well, from what I've heard, she's... Well...
She's what?
Well, she's sort of an operator.
Ward, we can't let a girl like this get her clutches on Beaver.
Well, now, dear, I hardly think a little girl in the eighth grade is a junior Cleopatra.
Dad, I kind of think little girls have grown up an awful lot since you were a kid.
Is that so?
Yeah, she's got Beaver and Gilbert both on the string. She acts like one of those girls you see in the movies, but you never really expect to run into.
Ward, what are we going to do?
Dad, I don't want to tell you how to run your family or anything, but if I were you, I'd make sure Beaver gets on that bus.
Thank you, Wally.
Well, Ward, what are we going to do? We can't force him to get on that bus. Yet we don't want him to miss a wonderful trip like this just because of some silly little girl.
Well, we can't force him. But there are other ways of getting kids to do what's best for them. Every once in a while, a parent's just lucky enough to pull it off. Hi, dear.
Hi. You know, Beaver just came home, and I've never seen such a change. Now he's delighted to go on a trip.
Is that so?
And you know something else, right out of the blue, Gilbert Bates decided to go along.
Well, fate moves in strange ways.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I had lunch with Gilbert's father this afternoon.
And you told him about Mary Margaret Matthews?
Mm-mm. And all of a sudden, he decided that Gilbert should see the wonders of America, too.
Hey, Gilbert, do you think we're in Washington, we'll get to see Congress in session?
Nah, my father says I'll have most of their fighting over with by then.
Boy, is that Mary Margaret going to be shook up when she finds out we both decided to go on the trip?
Yeah, there won't be anybody around to take her to the movies or teach her water skiing or anything.
Yeah. Hey, there's her house. Now, listen, you tell her we both decided to go on the trip.
No, Beaver, you tell her.
Hey, there she is in the porch. But what's that sitting next to her?
I think it's a sheepdog.
No, it's Whitey Whitney.
You know, Whitey, I just love a man that wears a manly perfume.
Oh, heck, Mary Margaret, this isn't perfume. My mom washed my hair with tar soap this morning.
Oh, Whitey, you're so cute. And you've got such a sense of humor. We're just going to have oodles of fun this summer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Boy, Beaver, listen to her. The same old line.
I just hope I don't get my hives back again. Last summer, I was scratching the whole month of August.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. If there are any girls in that bus trip, I'm going to ride on top with the baggage.
Hey, Mom, I stuck all the extra clothes Beaver left in his closet.
Oh, thank you, Wally.
I'll see you later. Don't wait up for me.
You have a date?
Yeah, I do. Now I'm going over to Eddie's and we're going to try to beg some girl into going out with him.
Have a good time.
Okay, so long.
Anything you want to see on TV?
Hey, you know, this is great, isn't it? With Beaver going on his trip and Wally out for the evening, we can look at anything we want to.
That's right. Well, now let's see what's on at 8 o'clock. I wonder where he is tonight.
Well, let's see. Tuesday. They should get into Albuquerque tonight.
Albuquerque. You remember the time we got off that train and you bought me the Indian bracelet?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, I remember.
Beaver cut his first tooth on that bracelet.
What was that you said was on television at 8 o'clock?
Ward.
Huh?
You think Beaver's going to remember to change his socks every day?
Well, I hope not, dear. After all, he's supposed to be on a pleasure trip.
They were at the height of their careers, starring in America's top-rated sitcom. But after the ride was over, typecasting made subsequent roles scarce. For a mule, a rooster, a polecat, there was the occasional commercial, a few ill-fated spin-offs, a tell-all memoir. Some made headlines of a different sort. See the critters in their prime. Watch the Beverly Hillbillies, next on TV Land.